I would like to thank each and every one of you who has helped me start to pull my affairs together. And I know EJ and Doris have spent a lot of money on me.
We'll get it back.
I'll do it somehow. And I find that the way I get treated is very, very generous. And I'll do my best to do my bit later on.
Yeah. And we'll hold it to you. I mean, it's for you to it or whatever.
All right.
What else do we have while we're... I'm very encouraged about Richard Snell. I think that we just keep applying the screws tighter and tighter and tighter. I'd like to see Fire in the Sky rerun. I'm not going to let up for a moment on our good Jimmy guy, Tucker. These are all part of the Monarch Project Bad Boys Club. Rick is going to come back here making anything that we have written so far look shabby as to the truth of the satanic movement. Any time that you have your top leaders, your top power brokers, entangled in child pornography rings, child molestation, and you see right out of Skull and Bones, George Bush is birthed into it. So is his son, George Jr. I know it turns your stomach to have to read these things. And I am continually brought up, why would I do this? Why would I write these things? Why would we call undue attention? Well, who the hell else is gonna? These poor people that have struggled along and began to see up out of this pit have got to have a hand up. In many ways, it's like John. If you hadn't hung in there, even though he did not even know you were doing it, he would be gone. Gone. Not just his things. He was on his way. That day that he got loose was to be the fulfillment of the plan of taking him out of there, where none of you would ever be able to find him and get him far enough away so that you'd have to give up. So it isn't that anyone should grovel. This should be the way life is. And to have a little handful of stolen property, I'm sorry, does not cut it with me. Not for 5 minutes of this man's life. And through proper nutrition and the things, John had been going downhill, going downhill, going downhill. Because he had been tending Eleanor for so long that their habits had become degenerative to his system. As he eats better and he picks up on his B vitamins and his nutritional mineralization, his mind will become bright. And this is why we've got to get some of these base metals into you, gold and silver. I've got it in the Giandriana. You're going to get it anyway. That's why the stuff glows in the dark. And Patricia said a little bit, sent word up, you know, we need some more for John. He got a little carried away. Well, except that it takes a while to complete it, and you don't need that much of it. You'll just slough it off. But you can't overdo it. And he was drinking it like water. After all, it was coming out of a water faucet. And that's okay. You don't need that much of it, but each day, have as much as you will. And I put quite a lot of silver into it, to what is coming out of those bottles. These things can be healed, but you have to do it. And the ideal situation for John, for instance, is to get command of himself, prove that he has command of himself, and go forth and demand. And then you demand the right to have your property back and manage it. There are plenty of ones in this room to help him manage that without it costing him what it cost him a month to have a conservator plus need to meet other obligations, for goodness sakes, and another attorney. How can you get a divorce and have to have five different attorneys and not get the divorce either? But you can't go in, you can't bring him into court when he can't finish the sentence or walk down the hall. The lady blew it. She embarrassed herself. She's got to save face now. But it's harder to look John in the eye when he is on his feet in front of her demanding my property. Because she knows she handled it badly. But we have to take one step at a time. Are there any other speeches that need to be made before we get into our next speech? Yes.
Shortland, if I could have the microphone for a second.
I'm sorry Callie didn't stay. I was going to put her up on this platform and let Soltec talk to you.
That's what I'm going to talk about. Callie had an emergency Monday. Her father dropped over with a massive heart attack late last week, and by Monday evening it was clear that he was on his way to leave. And I got a call Monday night while I was working on the paper saying they had to take off for San Bernardino and meet with the family and have their parting words or parting commiseration with her father. And I asked her at the time if she was going to come back through Tehachapi or come through here, and she said no, there wouldn't be time. Well, Friday morning when I got up, there was a message on my machine that they had decided they would come to Tehachapi just on their way back to Arizona from San Bernardino. And so that was the reason for her appearance here. It was an unscheduled, unexpected stop. And she wanted me to express her thanks for everybody that she and her husband Carrie and daughter Rana, who were here, she wanted to express thanks for all of you who did stop and talk with her, and profound apologies and a promise to come back in a few months when it's a little warmer and they can arrange some time to stay and certainly be here for a weekend meeting. And so she felt very badly that she could not meet with more people here and just sit and talk. She likes to visit, and she felt badly about it, but they have been gone since the terror trip began Monday evening, and patience was wearing thin at the other end, taking care of their animals and everything at home, and they had to get back to work. So they are back home. I talked with them just before I came here today. They made it back about 4 or 5 this morning, and thank Commander for the ships that followed them and got them home safely. And made me promise that I would would extend her promise that they will be back for a visit.
Anything from Soltec?
No.
Well, you're still doing some pretty heavy shuttering in the LA area. There's no need going into great big spasms of crises. It is going to be this way on end. You're going to have to prepare yourself, stay prepared, remind you every now and then share with you. But we can't have the privilege of living in the little tight world of what you are accustomed to as channels, giving you spiritual enlightenment. If you read a periodical from ASSK or Portals of Light, these people, number one, Sister Thedra is dead and gone. And now someone is channeling her. Well, they're not doing anything but going and digging up her writings. They own the place now. They fell heir to ASSK, and they're going to run it. And she could make a little money, and so they're going to try it. But there's nothing in the paper, is there? It is embarrassing. Nothing in it. Isn't even truth. Where did Sister Thedra lose her way? In her heart and soul, she never lost her way. She got trapped. She got trapped. And ones came to play with her. Adamski, she was in the early UFO crowd when UFOs were real and before the contacts became idiots to make their own journey and build their own little world of influence. Tuida is one of the largest disappointments that I've had to confront. Tuida is the one that I asked to come out to break this speaker in. Why did I do that? Why did I need that? I needed it because I was losing her. You see, ones come to your place and they have relationships, form relationships. Their attachments or their gurus tell them, oh, well, don't read anything. You don't want to cloud anything that might be coming through. Keep it pure. And always everyone will know that you're uncluttered by anything. What you are is stopped dead in your tracks. Why would you do that? When this world is filled with the knowledge and the confirmation that you're going to need to even sell your truth. How could she come out to introduce me and then deny the very speaker that she pronounced through her lips, through Ashtar, through Hathon, through Marta, through you name it. Her proclamation that this would be the speaker. It's right there now, written, black and white, spoken. But she refuses to read anything from anybody else. And therefore, one's inquiring or one's will send little excerpts from the paper. Well, this is not the Hathon I know. No, I'm not. Anymore. The Hathon, whoever you hear from, people, welcome to him, because he's leading you down the primrose path with elementals and Tobias. You do not go to an elemental fairy for your guide. You are the guide to the elementals, for goodness sakes. Why would a fairy leprechaun sitting on your shoulder, who is there for you to mentally send out to find you a parking place, for goodness sakes. If you want to park in front of Costco, send your elemental out there to hold the place. Don't expect him to be your spiritual teacher. So you can read a Portals of Light today, and it will not be one iota different than it was 10 years ago. Meanwhile, life goes right on by with you in ignorance. It isn't all right to sit and be. I'm sorry, it is not all right to sit and be. And if you can find some nice energies up there who will play you, they'll play you, and you deserve it. So read what I wrote today. I want Ron Jackson out, and I want him to be able to take up some of these earth matters, patriot matters, political matters. You've got to handle it. You've got to learn your truth and your relationship with God and, quite frankly, the overlords.
Writing from Sunday, March 26th, 1995. Each new day you turn your planet's face open unto the sun. Paren, S-O-N. End paren. You live in a world of fables, myths, traditions. All those things built and extended, laid down as foundations, and presented for your acceptance as a basis upon which you must build your own passage. If a myth or tradition is actually evil and binding in concept or presentation, you as a passing experiencer cannot know in the conscious experiencing mind the meaning or expression of the idea or seed planted in the long ago, either intentionally or unwittingly planted, which now is your tree of knowledge. But readers, that tree can be of poison hemlock or bountiful fruit of life. Your perceived enemy. You make every effort as you move along to blame, find a culprit who has wronged you, and even look for love in all the wrong places and faces. All you are actually going to find is a reflection of self. In that reflected entity are both the real and unreal, for as you reach out to touch that other perfect image, you find but a mirror. Most often, the one who reaches out to change the image reflected, you are forgetting, is you. So what's so bright about this recognition? Nothing. It is amazing that you live with you, exist with you, share with you, but you know nothing or very, very little about that you. Do you know exactly where and what is the liver within your body? That's not the same thing as a liver. That's who lives within your body. How about that wonderful eye that sees and through which the soul somehow manages vision? You cannot stuff a chair into your eye or a tree. So what is it that offers sight? You wrap your machinery in a package of wrapping paper you call skin and then go hide. If the wrappings do not suit you, you will go to the limits of foolishness to remold, remeld, remake, or simply settle down to hate yourself. If something goes wrong in your world, wham bam, it must be the fault of the crooked nose or the neva or the broken fingernail that causes others to disrespect you. No. Those who only look at those things do not even respect selves, much the less you. After all, if you are not pleased with self, why should another be pleased with you? Those who would put you down in order to raise the image of themselves don't give a damnable ice cube in hell about you. Why do you think the would-be kings teach you to be fat, or skin and bones, or make you sick physically and mentally, so that you are never content with self, and the end fall is nurtured along so that you will fail. You spay and neuter, you deprive nutrition, you overload with drugs of all sorts, mostly legal. You march along to the satanic drummer and find self more and more dissatisfied. Well, beloved friends, you will only continue the downhill slope until you come out from hiding, look at self, and act responsibly. For, in the name of self, give God lodging and expression within self, and the reflection will get ever so much more pleasing. Babylonian Talmud. I mentioned the word in the Babylonian correction. The Khazarian Jewish people set up the howl of anti-Semitism. No, the Babylonians were not Hebrews. They were an intermeshed bunch of thugs and hardcore pornographic experiencers. They were antichrist controllers and would-be kings then, and remain so to this day. They were what they are from the beginning. So why do you flinch and deny? They are the expression of the opposite of God Creator. The Talmud is a book of protocols for accomplishing world control, written by physical people. It is not even proclaimed to be the Word of God. Like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, the Talmud is a blueprint by which to live, to destroy goodness, and enslave the souls of mankind. Why do you find this hard to believe? Why do you deny tampering with your Bible? How did it get from the hands of the so-called self-styled Jews to be your Bible? The Holy Bibles are but novel ideas put forward to fool all you nice people and suck you in. Are indeed enough truth to pull you in, then the brainwashing to bring you under control. You can go right down the list of commandments and pick the ones that have nothing to do with God of light, just as you are born, knowing right from wrong. You will note that in the Bible is nothing but a blueprint for bloodletting, killing, and war. Oh, you don't think so? Well, if Jesus, as you say, was nailed to a cross and crucified, and you now eat of his flesh symbolically and drink of his blood symbolically, is that not murder and a continuing ritual to that murder? You memorialize and commemorate, and will again on Easter, the most satanic of the so-called Christian holidays. Man, death, sacrifice forced by another, murder and total mayhem. Look at the Mardi Gras. Man, physical and magic. The enemy has blundered. Satan's plan has the most magnificent flaw of all errors. In his push to entrap and enslave minds for his purposes, he forgets or hides one major factor: God is mind. Satanic realms are the dense plains of bondage. Satan is simply trying to keep you from knowing truth, for in truth there is no bondage except of passing bodies. When mankind awakens to this fact, there need be no wars, for God has won by the simple existence of creation. What you believe to be shall be. If you believe that you must win peace and freedom by the sword, you will lose, for Satan is ever so much better than you at swordsmanship. If you try to counter the lies with more lies, as is taught in your world, you will lose, for he is the king of lies and deceit. You will win through thought and truth, or you shall go down. Is this simplistic enough? Readers, there is nothing except thought. The first thing in expression is thought. You are yourself but a thought of God, expressed in light, manifest to see and touch, the very things which bring the fall. If you play in the light on the mountaintop, you cannot be touched by the gutter's infections or the dark corners of either street or mind. Let me give you a hint of the problems you face. We can use Kathy O'Brien and Kelly. Do you think that Kathy's past is anything save a nightmare memory? No, it isn't. Her torment now is that she allowed this to happen to her innocent babe. While others of her own body and soul were sacrificed to Satan, she now knows that truth is the only thing that can bring peace from the torment and possible freedom for the child. But as the child grows into its years of responsibility, the child must become the changer, for the parent can no longer control except through more mental bondage. Of course, one fears for self from horrendous promises of evil. If you tell, But the true agony of living is that which you do unto another, especially the innocent. The only thing you can then do is come into knowing and understanding with and for self, and then live the example and share the knowledge in and of truth. Why dwell on the evil? I would hope you're wise enough to know by now that we do not dwell on the evil. We tell you of the evil actions so that you know the deeds and know the people who further the bondage and actions. If we, and if you like us, didn't tell you about a Robert Byrd or a Bush, you would continue into infinity, putting them in the seats of power over yourself. You put the king, evil kings in power, little citizen, through your refusal to recognize truth or your journey. But, you say, we are afraid that we cannot take the consequences of bearing witness to truth. Are you saying that, for instance, Dharma will simply leave the planet when the going gets too rough? Yes, indeed. When the body can take no more while attached to the mind-soul will depart. It is called death of the body, readers. And moreover, death always comes to the body, sometimes in infancy, but always in old age. So what is your problem? You always think that to win, however, against what you perceive to be your enemy, that you must use the weapons of his choice. Well, nice for you, brothers and sisters, he has now worked his way up to God's weapons, the mind. He cannot win the ultimate war. If you cannot see the meaning, wait a while. But keep on reading what we bring to you. The acts against creator and creation within the mind can and will be undone in that same battlefield. Moreover, the mind is a tool of creation. So the bad little beasties have to try and build a shield against truth, first in that mind to destroy you. Your enemy becomes a lie for what you think you know in a physical world of manipulation, manipulators. You do not. The enemy knows that all you need is the key, and once you have the key, he hasn't a chance. To win in evil, you have to have control of all the necessary things of flesh sensing. The last rape and pillage comes with the mind. Satan cannot win the ultimate battle, for the soul of you is also the soul of God, who manifested you. However, Creator gave you that wondrous brain, mind, and freedom of will and choice. So God the Father watches and waits. He has time. You who would continue to want us to save you by using force greater than the enemy you perceive to suit your needs of the moment, err greatly. First, we won't. Second, why would we even suggest such a thing? Just because you think you know the best way? I take note that if you knew the best way, you wouldn't be in the predicament in which you now find yourselves. Further, if you cannot see that you cannot win a war by the sword, you haven't learned anything. I get petitions. I bring up a new thought for your use, and I find the circus beginning. Then it is, we don't want to make a mistake. So tell us, tell us. Get Dharma to write. And you tell us how, what, why, when, where, and why. No, I will tell you why. And if the answer to the rest be already available, you go find it. If you don't at first know, go study and create. And stop annoying Dharma. She has enough problems just deciding whether to continue serving valueless cake at meetings or soaked speltagrain. There is nothing wrong with cake, occasionally or even often, if you attend your responsibilities. Either way, readers, do you see that Dharma is not your guru, nor is she the only way to answers. You have the self-same resources. Moreover, I never give you anything without also giving you the answers.
Read it again.
I never give you anything without also giving you the answers.
Right.
I simply am left to ponder why my suggestions become her problems. I do recognize that here you have a problem. If I don't get harsh and urgent, the committee mentality takes over and you lose the moment. You do not need to reinvent anything. All you have to do is figure a way to lawfully and legally use what is already available. With the Dreas, it is a bit different, for it is, they are, the living cellular source of life. Especially when integrated with the basic living atomic structure of the precious metals. Gold, silver, etc., did not get precious because they are pretty. Diamonds are not of value because they sparkle. They are the chips that are programmed by and for life itself. And if you want to know truth about available resources now banned, start with such as folic acid, which is not available in reasonable needed amounts without prescription. Look, could it be that only a bit of folic acid in a reproduction chamber must do something wondrous, or it would not be banned? Why can't you in the United States get DHEA? Just as there are abortion pills, there are also living substances. Note, however, which
is
first released.
Stop right there. I am not joshing. I didn't throw that in there just to be funny. DHEA is the fountain of youth. It is from the adrenal gland. It is a glandular type of substance, a hormone, if you will. And always as cellular deterioration comes, as aging begins, there comes the depletion of the substance. Now, is it hard to get this substance? No. Very easy to get this substance. But it's banned in the United States. It's dehydroepiandrosterone. I could probably spell it for you faster than I could pronounce it. You can get it in Europe. You used to be able to get it in Mexico, but you can't get it in the United States. Although you can order it from the United States and have it shipped in for a great price. Would I like some? Yes, I would like some. I'd dump it right into the Drea. But this is simply typical. When there is a known product that can help you, you see, the elite will save it for themselves while you go down and out. So when ones come up and say, oh, well, I know how we would fund all of this stuff. We'll go over here to Mr. So-and-so that they just let out of prison, and he's going to give his entire fortune to anyone who can come up with a cure for cancer. All the little rabbit ears go up and, oh, yes, 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 sir. We'll make sure he knows all about Dreas and silver and gold and all of these things. But there is a secret word. You will get it. You will get the funding and get the massive amount of attention if you pass the FDA. And you'll come up with a legitimate cure. Do you really think they're going to let you do that? So take off your rosy glasses. Get with the program. They are not going to do anything to help you save yourself from their attack. The same reason Clinton put Fisk in charge of the investigation of Whitewater. He was one of their attorneys that helped set up Whitewater, for goodness sakes. We can utilize any of these things by properly introducing them into the Drea population. You do not need very much of any of this. Unfortunately, they're able to enhance these buggers that they send against you, so that they can overwhelm you. And some of these products, just put on the market again, would wipe out AIDS. Well, they can't afford to sacrifice the one plum they've had for the last couple of decades. Just now coming into fruition enough to wipe out enough of you to make a difference. So quit lying to yourself. Go on, please.
We are not going to even consider breaking any laws to do anything. Moreover, it is certainly not necessary to even consider it. By the way, the enemy doesn't think he has a big problem here, and the ones who might dislike the disclosures are not the big boys. They are bothersome tools who are now quite out of favor with the top honchos anyway. The actions done in evil are often more terrible than is acceptable by Satan. Satan wants to claim your souls, not necessarily bring pain and suffering to your world. You do that. Part of Lucifer's gloating at the terrible actions of man is that he knows without doubt that the actions of evil shall be punished in like manner tenfold. Lucifer was the honored and perfect Son of God. He was not evil. He was brilliant. His own punishment for his lack of perfection, or fall therefrom, if you will, is having to experience and experience and experience in the evil minds and souls of physical man. Do the overlords have overlords? Yes. Just as God is a principle of rightness, Satan represents the principle of evil. In most instances, it is quite unfair to the old and weary dark energy, but he, like we, must bear responsibility for that which we do on our way to finding perfection. Do I have some weird kind of advantage? Nope. I learned it all the hard way. Lucifer is caught in what could be considered to be a trap of his own making. But his intent is the same as all souled beings, to become perfect in an imperfect environment. The total wrong committed by man is man's doing. Lucifer got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and now he must figure a way to pull man to God through the physical senses while presenting man with the concept of feeding those senses. He must try to win his battles through what is presented without ability to create, which is the positive energy of soul. I respect my enemy, and actually I feel sorry for that being, for we all walk through that trial by fire, under fire, and within the limitations set forth upon man physical. I am well aware that you want me to just sit and rattle on with spiritual magic and never upset your thought waves, as do the other channels and preachers of do-nothing. No, I won't do that. You are here to learn, and by golly, my job is to present you with truth for your understanding. You can't even begin to get off that volatile place of yours if you don't even know what an atom is, or a pulse frequency, or, for goodness sakes, that you have to feed your body the things it needs, or it will die. You are in physical manifestation, like it or not. God presented you, and then he presented you with a stage upon which to experience your play. If you don't like the play, you must change it. Therefore, it behooves you to listen to truth, or you keep the same old pitiful directors and allow your play to be corrupted and knocked off. Then you turn to whatever you perceive to be your God and demand and petition, pray, and ritual that it be fixed for you. But what you do is read the instructions, which always lead you right back to the ones who wrote the play in the first place, instead of rewriting the script. God will give you what you ask for, really. Things, luxury, pain, agony, riches, poverty, whatever you demand. It is a play, no more, no less. If you, further, have no faith in your own play, who else should bother to bring it to Broadway? Moreover, you always perceive you have to be on someone else's stage to somehow participate in your own play. No, there is no magic in someone else's play except the person who claims the stage. I love it to watch and see how many people flow through this place, coming to experience where they believe they have found the gold ring. Ah, job, but they want to restructure and refit and refurnish this stage. They come and perceive it to be their bounded duty to waddle about in our play over and over again. Perceptions are that I can reset their lackings and make this thing work. What thing? We have no group, cult, commune, or anything of the such. Dorm and EJ are often given ultimatums and mandates to you either change or I go. I say, what? Then the answer is always the same. Goodbye. Why did you foolishly come to this place when you were already a failure at your first place? You don't want to find truth. You want us to commit to your failure. New Age Perch, if you come simply to find a new Age Perch, forget it. We don't hug trees. We respect and honor them. We don't do rituals. We laugh at them. We don't just allow. We learn truth and conditional love with responsibility and maturity. We don't expect God to save our assets. We take our own responsibility, build the way and use it while trying to protect it from corruption by those who just want to gain in physical greediness that which we build. If your first need is to find the Holy Grail or the lost Ark of the Covenant, go somewhere else and waste not your time or ours. You will find neither here. You will find truth, and you will find God. You will not find those things for our enemy. Of our enemy. And by the way, at some point you're going to realize that you were wrong about your concept of God. And may well find that God's troops shoot back. You seem to work under some imaginings that God is a stupid, unconditional fool of some kind. That is a severely bad perception. Remember, the overlords have overlords. The owner of this camp is not a wimp. Some of you who want things different in your way are actually getting exactly what you deserve, painful as it may be to accept. To find fault within another, only proving your own feelings of fault within self. Every time. For when one wishes a different set of circumstances, one changes his circumstances instead of complaining that nobody respects or appreciates him. Even with jobs here, if you don't like that which you accepted, then go. We do all we can, for all we can, and tearing us down will not change a hair of it. There are zillions of groups and churches and things. We are none of it. So why pick and pick and pick about us or ours? If you don't like us, go where you might like it. What I really enjoy, however, are the constant ones who drift through and try to get power through getting rid of Hatan. Is that your task? Is it to displace Hatan? Hatan displaces when Hatan is ready to displace, and I find not even one man on your place that can do the job. I am reminded of Gunther and Father Ed when Gunther in his stupor said, I have two more to kill and you're one of them. And Father Cleary said, buddy, you ain't man enough. So try it, brother or sister, and make my day. But that isn't godly, you say. Oh, and exactly what do you actually know about God? Also, you insult, you pick, you lie, cheat, steal, and then claim it isn't godly if anyone speaks back to you. Forget it. I don't care one iota what you think about God. You do not know God if you ask such stupid questions as to why we might speak harshly to your sensitive senses that just demanded our departure in favor of your leadership or threatened to kill us, your messengers. I hearken to Jordan Maxwell's statement, including to me, I'm going to tell this truth no matter what or who says otherwise. This is my knowing truth, and I am going to get it done. Well, I can only respond as I did to him. Me too. So let's just get on with it. I think I'll have to leave this here now. We have a bit of gathering this afternoon, and I suppose this is enough to make my enemies for the day. Right? Rightness.